404-741-9400. Jeff and Jen are on Star 94.1.
I saw the menu. I saw the beautiful women. I saw the wine. I was jealous, Jen.
Now you see the tired.
It's Friday. You're fine.
Last night was our awesome Women in Atlanta radio dinner at Preachy in Buckhead. So big thanks to Preachy. All the folks over there were amazing. The food was phenomenal. So big thanks to them. And it was a really cool time. So I just want to encourage any women going to work today, if you don't have a networking group already that exists in your industry, make one. Because we have gotten a couple of emails asking about how did this whole thing get started and how did it begin? And it truly began because I knew a handful of other women in radio that I was friends with. And I was like, hey, you all should know each other too. And so we put together a small dinner. I think the first one was six or seven of us that sat around the table and told our stories of how we got started. And this network has grown really organically because each time we've gotten together, I've just asked them to invite one other woman in radio that they know. And it's without affiliation of company or of radio station. And it's really great because most of these women are supposed to hate each other, right? We all go to work every day to compete against one another. We're trying to get your ears to listen to us. And so everybody takes that away and sets that aside for one night to come together just as women, trying to make it in an industry that's led by men, which a lot of industries are. Mm-hmm. So
I tried to... Because somebody asked me about it yesterday because they would like to do something similar with their women in her industry. And I tried to remember the rules. I remember you were fairly strict on who was allowed to attend, right? Like you got to have – like you can't just be like, oh, if you're a woman – come. It has to be like...
Right. I was specific about it being women in radio programming because I think that in each industry...
But like if you're a nurse doing it...
Right.
You don't want to have a doctor in the group because part of the networking is what nurses deal with. And then the doc, you might want to talk about that.
Yeah.
A doctor or if... similarly, if you're a group of doctors, like if it's a women doctor thing, you don't want to go, oh, well, there's, you know... Two nurses that work on our floor. Let's have them come in too.
And you know your industry best. It may be even better to narrow it down even further and say nurses that are neonatal nurses.
Right.
Right. You know, because you have specific challenges that have to do with your specific industry. So you know what you do best and how that should be narrowed down. But I think that that's an important part of it because there are a lot of women that work in radio and a lot of other departments.
Yeah.
But this was specifically for women in radio programming. When you go on the air and share your life, when you go on social media and share your kids, you know, things, issues that we face and questions that we have and networks that we want to form are really specific to what we wake up and do every day.
Right.
So,
well, I think it's awesome that you do that.
It was great. And
what
Kelly
did you
Cheese
think,
was
Kelly
there
Cheese?
Last night for the first time.
So
I
fun.
Felt like a proud big sister having
it
you and
so
Donna
fun.
There. It was really cool.
I know. And you introduced me to everybody in the room. So that was neat. Some people I'd worked with before. So it was great seeing old faces. And then I got nominated to speak at the next one, which is really exciting.
You did? Who nominated
yes.
you?
Katie did.
Katie Kiley.
Shut
that
up,
bro. Awesome. Yeah. So her and I used to share a studio. Yeah. And seeing her was just like, oh, Mama Bear. Like, she's back. It was so nice. So when she nominated me, I was very flattered.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was great just sitting in a room with all these women who are influential and, I mean, just big in radio. And a lot of them have gone from radio to TV back to radio. So it's just neat to be in a room full of people with the radio bug because once you get it, you don't lose it.
We said Kelly Cheese is going to teach everybody to Snapchat.
Yeah.
The millennial addressing group next time.
I'll just Snapchat my whole
there you
speech.
Go.
Well, I think like I gave my friend your email address, but she is a nurse and she wants to create one. And I just think I really do think it's one of the coolest things that you do, Jen.
Oh,
I think it's awesome because I don't know. I'm all into that geeky like networking type stuff, and to create a group of people who are getting together for no reason other than to make each other better. I just think that's cool.
It was really inspiring. Mm-hmm. And there was talk of podcasts, and nothing would make me happier than a group of those women in that room breaking off and doing their own thing.
That'd be
and
awesome.
Creating friendships. That's what it's all about. So I just posted some pictures on my Facebook page if you want to go check out the women that were there. And let me know. Send me a message if you have any questions about starting your own group.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.